in the limelight.
Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who came to power under questionable circumstances himself, made no effort to appear disappointed or outraged when Bolivian President Evo Morales was overthrown by the military and replaced with Jeanine Añez. A statement from Bolsonaro's foreign ministry read, "The Brazilian government congratulates Senator Jeanine Añez for constitutionally assuming the presidency of Bolivia and welcomes her determination to work for the country's pacification and prompt holding of general elections." The pacification refers to the measures carried out by death squads who were given pre-immunity for any crimes committed whilst destroying resistance to the new regime. The United States of America and virtually the entire spectrum of corporate media hailed the military overthrow of Bolivia's most popular leader, Evo Morales. However, recently, the New York Times admitted that the basis for supporting the coup d'etat, a report into Evo Morales' supposed election meddling in the October election, was completely false. We're prepared for you an interesting article written by Alan McLeod under the heading, "Flight Logs Suggest Bolivia Coup May Have Been Planned in Brazil." The article has appeared on the front page of the mintpressnews.com website. Please stay with us for more of Alan McLeod's article. Bolivian President Evo Morales was overthrown in a US-backed coup d'etat in November, but new details have emerged that suggest Brazil had a larger hand in his ouster than previously confirmed. Argentinian outlet Pagina 12 reports that flight logs of the presidential jet show that on 11th of November, the day of the coup d'etat, the vehicle was not in La Paz nor any other Bolivian airport, but flying to Brazil's capital, Brasilia. Throughout much of November, where the country entered an intense period of conflict between Evo Morales supporters and coup leaders, the aircraft was traveling around major cities in Brazil. Since the coup d'etat, the Bolivian jet has made 25 separate visits to the country and has not visited another state. Questions abound. Why is the Bolivian presidential jet making so many trips to Brasilia? Since Jeanine Añez, the far-right fundamentalist senator that replaced Evo Morales, was in the presidential palace, who was on the plane? To what extent was Brazil involved in the November coup d'etat? Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro, who came to power under questionable circumstances himself, made no effort to appear disappointed or outraged when Evo Morales was overthrown by the military and replaced with Jeanine Añez. A statement from Bolsonaro's foreign ministry read, "The Brazilian government congratulates Senator Jeanine Añez for constitutionally assuming the presidency of Bolivia and welcomes her determination to work for the country's pacification and prompt holding of general elections." The pacification refers to the massacre carried out by death squads who were given pre-immunity for any crimes committed whilst destroying resistance to the new regime. One of the first victims of the coup d'etat was Pagina 12's own journalist Sebastian Moro. Just hours after Sebastian Moro had penned an article denouncing attacks against journalists by the coup plotters, he was found unconscious in the street, beaten into a vegetative state. He died just a few days after arriving at the hospital. His death has been largely ignored by the media, human rights and press freedom groups. Indeed, Mint Press News was the only Western media outlet to cover his murder. The United States of America and virtually the entire spectrum of corporate media hailed the military overthrow of Bolivia's most popular leader, Evo Morales. However, recently, the New York Times admitted that the basis for supporting the coup d'etat, a report into Evo Morales' supposed election meddling in the October election, was completely false. Morales comfortably won that election and was about to start another 5-year term in office. In 13 years in office, Morales and his Movement to Socialism Party, or MAS, had managed to halve poverty and reduce extreme poverty even further. Per capita gross domestic product, GDP, adjusted for inflation, grew by over 50% under Evo Morales and his Movement to Socialism Party, MAS. They were able to do this by renationalizing Bolivia's hydrocarbons industry, taking back public control over the country's vital resources from transnational corporations, and by transferring a very small amount of the elite's wealth to the bottom 99% of the population of the country. In November, Evo Morales was forced to flee the country on a jet belonging to the government of Mexico. It is now clear why he did not use his own presidential plane. Jeanine Añez was a little-known senator from a party who received only 4% of the popular vote in the October elections. Despite this, the military handpicked her to become the figurehead of the new administration. According to Pagina 12, the Brazilian ambassador had a hand in her selection. As soon as she took power, she began massacring protesters and building an engine of state repression. The much-promised new elections were postponed amid the COVID-19 pandemic. But questions remain as to how democratic a process can be when the MAS party, who convincingly won in October, are effectively banned from campaigning, with many of their leaders under arrest on bogus charges. Recently, the country's Supreme Court announced that elections should take place on 6th of September, a decision welcomed by MAS but condemned by the new government. After supporting the coup d'etat in Bolivia, Jair Bolsonaro now appears to be pushing for a self-coup in Brazil. Last month, after a number of key members of his cabinet resigned in protest, he led a demonstration calling for the military to intervene and to shut down the Brazilian Congress and the Brazilian Supreme Court. 5 former defense ministers penned an open letter asking the military to oppose his demands. The conflict is taking place amid the second worst COVID-19 outbreak in the world, with 750,000 Brazilians already testing positive for the coronavirus. Jair Bolsonaro has constantly downplayed or denied the existence of the coronavirus, brushing it off as merely a little flu, and holding public rallies with supporters even after he and many of his entourage tested positive for the virus. "Brazil is at the mercy of a deranged lunatic," is how independent outlet Brazil Wire described the country's situation. Thanks to Brazil, Bolivia might be suffering the same fate as well.